Son. Son, son, son. Okay, yesterday we're learning the theme about people that are sick, about medications, if they have to be kosher, not kosher, whatever, the various different things. But there's a few more interesting issues with this. There's a whole shaila in halacha. What happens if somebody is very sick and they're actually suffering? They're suffering a lot. And the doctors say there's not really, in the medical world, a cure for them. So the question is, are you allowed to daven that they should die? Are you allowed to daven that they should die? Or you're not allowed to daven they should die? Now, ideally, you should daven they should get healthy. But if in a physical way, it doesn't look like you're going to be able to get healthy. So the shaila in halacha is, are you allowed to daven that the person should actually pass away? And they bring a proof, interestingly, it's a whole argument in halacha. But those that say that you're allowed to bring a proof from a Gemara. At the end of Ksubas, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, when he was dying, the end of Ksubas talks about the passing of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was suffering, the Gemara says, from a stomach ailment. And he was in a tremendous, tremendous amount of pain. And all the Chachamim were davening that he should get better. But the housekeeper that saw him on a day-to-day constant basis, saw his suffering. And the Gemara says, she davened that Hashem should take him. And Hashem took him. So from there, some poskim say, you see, that halachically, you would be allowed to do it. Because the Gemara brings down that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi's housekeeper did it. And other people say, no, that was an exceptional case. You're normally not allowed to do it. And, you know, but it's an interesting concept. If you're allowed to daven, ideally the best thing would be to daven Hashem should do a miracle, make the person healthy, but you don't normally rely on miracles. Another interesting shaila with all this is a man allowed to go to a woman doctor, and is a woman allowed to go to a male doctor? Because even, let's say, a gynecologist, OBGYN, over there, you're dealing much more in private parts of the body. And generally speaking, there's touching between the doctor and the patient. You know, is a woman allowed to go to a male doctor? And a male doctor, is a man allowed to go to a female doctor? And there are people in many circles that are strict, that women only go to women doctors, men only go to men doctors, and so on. But it's interesting, there's a letter from the Rebbe, and the Rebbe writes that in our circles he never saw that there was a hesitation of a woman to go to a male doctor. There was never a hesitation at all halachically. No. No. As long as you're comfortable with the doctor. I mean, there's certain dinim you have to keep in mind. There's a din of yichud. You can't be alone in a closed room with the doctor. But anyway, doctors don't do that today because they had too many... too many lawsuits. So either they leave the door open or they call in a nurse anyway into the room. Or years ago, it was suggested if a woman went to a doctor, a male doctor, the husband should go along with her. So then there's no issue of yichud. But as far as treating a patient of the opposite gender, it's not a halachic issue at all. Okay, next. The next is what's called Bikur Chaylim, the mitzvah of visiting the sick. Now, the Gemara says it's a mitzvah for somebody to visit the sick. Where do we learn it out from? We learn it out from Hashem. Hashem came to visit, in the story of the three angels coming to Avraham Avinu. So it says, V'yeda elav Hashem, Hashem appeared to Avraham Avinu. Rashi says, Levaker Sachela, to visit the sick. So from there, the Gemara learns out, there's an obligation, just like Hashem did it, we have to emulate Hashem's ways. So therefore, we also have a mitzvah to visit the sick. So now the question is, by the way, it's interesting. The Rambam writes that visiting the sick, comforting the mourners, all those different types of things, like where do we find the term mitzvah? The Torah doesn't say anywhere. It says a story. Hashem visited Avraham Avinu. But it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, you must visit the sick and you must comfort the mourners and all that. So the Rambam says, interestingly, It's derived from the pasuk of the mitzvah of Yahavtel Re'acha Kameicha. The mitzvah to love your fellow Jew. And just like if you're sick, you'd want people to take an interest. You, God forbid, are in mourning. You'd want people to take an interest. So the Rambam says all those types of mitzvahs are part of the mitzvah of Yahavtel Re'acha Kameicha. Okay, that's what the Rambam says. But now the question is like this. Can I do Bikur Chaylim through a phone call, or must they go in person? So some Paskim want to say that you have to go in person. Why? Because Hashem came to Avraham Avinu. He didn't do it long distance. Hashem could have did Bikur Chaylim long distance. But there's not a proof from there because Hashem's all over. So it does, there's no distant, not distant. But according to many opinions, ideally, don't know. There's no question, halachically, it's better to visit somebody, you know, God forbid if they're sick. But according to many opinions, same thing like, you know, what's called paying a shiva call, somebody's nicham avelim to visit the mourner. So halachically, most opinions say you could do it through a letter. Nicham avelim letter, nicham avelim phone call. It doesn't necessarily have to be in person. Why? The purpose of the mitzvah of visiting the sick or accompany the mourner is to make the person feel better. The mitzvah of Ahavta Re'acha Kameicha. You know, you should try to make him feel better. So if your phone call makes him feel better and a letter makes him feel better, you know, on the contrary, sometimes it says in Halacha, for instance, it says when a person's sick, only the family goes in right away to visit him. Otherwise, you should wait 3 days. Why? Because if you come right away, you're going to make him sicker. You know, he's going to have to...
Especially if
they
have
stomach problems, no? It says even that, especially stomach problems. Why? Because the guy, he might have to, he has to strengthen himself to go and have the guests. Some people just don't want it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you could do Bikur Chaylim better by calling... Or it is them visiting the person patient. Some people like patient, like visitors when they're in the hospital. Some people don't like patients and visitors coming. So again, you can still do the mitzvah, whatever it is.
So even if you Zoom?
Even if you Zoom. And in fact, it says you shouldn't go visit your enemy in the hospital. No, that's the thing. Yeah.
Because you're going to take part of his disease.
Hasayne lo yivaka sayne acheli. And you shouldn't cover him. Why? Because the enemy is going to think, "Ah, he's happy. I'm in the hospital. He's happy that somebody died." So, Allah says, "A sinner, somebody that hates somebody, an enemy, shouldn't go visit the guy not in the hospital and pay a shiva call nuchem avelim." Why? Because Okay, but okay. Another interesting thing. Normally, when older people or greater people walk into the room, you have to stand up. Out of respect, right? That's the dinim of respect. There's two people that don't stand up for anybody. That's a person sitting shiva. It says even if the nasi, even if the leader of the Jewish people comes into the room, he's not supposed to stand up. And the same thing it says in halacha that a chayla, a person who's sick, even if a nasi comes into the room, he doesn't have to stand up. It says, if the chayla wants to stand up, you don't have to tell him, no, sit down. He's not obligated that he should actually get up and pay him respect. Okay.
The chole, I understand. Why not the...
What?
The mourner.
The mourner.
The mourner.
For what? It's because he is in a situation where he's not able. Respect is a sign of happiness and things like that. He's not in that stage or frame of mind to be able to have to do it. And therefore, a choyla doesn't get up and a mourner doesn't get up, no matter who walks into the room. Okay, now, when you're visiting somebody who's laying on the floor on a bed, you shouldn't sit on a chair. Say, okay, today we have beds, okay? So it doesn't apply this thing. But let's say, just the concept. If a sick person is laying on the floor, okay, in straw like they used to, whatever. So you're not allowed to sit in a chair which is higher than the person laying on the floor. Why? Because the Gemara says that the Shekhinah rests on that and the head and near the head. It says the Rashi Vayechi. The Shekhinah rests on the head of the person. So it comes out that you're, if he's laying and you're, you know, you're higher than Hashem, so to speak, in a physical sense. But if he's on a bed, it doesn't matter. What?
How sick do you need to be for the Shekhinah to be
there? Sick enough that people need to come to visit you. Not the kids that are sick because they don't want to go to school. Right. We're not talking about, or people are sick because they don't want to go to shul. Huh?
Or they're too cold.
No, because they're supposed to come to shul to warm up. What? You know, there's the famous story of Shmuel Munkus. I mentioned it many times. Shmuel Munkus was a very big chassid of the Alter Rebbe. He's walking to the Alter Rebbe to visit the Alter Rebbe. It's a Russian winter. Not here when it gets below 70, you know, whatever. Over there, the Russian winter is 70 below. You know what I mean? It was really cold. And he had his coat, but he was freezing. And he was walking. It was hard to walk in the ice and the snow. Anyway, a wagon went by, and he offered him a ride. So he told him to go sit in the back. There's no room in the front. He had sat in the back. And he sits in the back of the truck. It's full of barrels of vodka. It's full of barrels of vodka. And he's sitting there. He's not going to drink any. It's not his. Anyway, he thinks to himself, I'm surrounded by tons of vodka, and I'm still freezing, and all I had to do is to internalize a little bit of it, and I would be warmed up. So he learned a lesson in serving Hashem. He came to the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe asked him, how was your trip? So he said, Rebbe, I learned a remarkable lesson. You could be surrounded by warmth, but if you don't internalize it, you're still cold. So he said, no, if you think about it, in Ruchni, it's very, so you come to shul, you're supposed to come to warm up, and you could take a cup or two, you know, it's not. They tell a story that some chassidic every day, every morning, would drink a cup of water before davening. Before davening, you just drink a cup of water. One day, they gave him this cup of water, and he drinks it down, and then they found out that it's not vodka, it's X9 ticket. It was 190 proof vodka. And someone just drank it down. Anyway, afterwards he said, when the Tzemach Tzedek found out that it wasn't water, it was 190 proof, he said, now I understand why I davened so well that day.
Yeah, I don't want to drink it.
Yeah, he warmed me up. You know, I felt, got the message. Okay.
But he didn't taste it, but.
Huh? No, he didn't. I mean, he davened, but he it loosened him up a little bit. Okay, but it says like this. Okay, we'll just finish with it. You don't visit a schoile the first 3 hours of the day because he feels better in the morning, so then you can say, oh, he's not so sick. So then you're not going to daven for him. And you shouldn't visit him the last 3 hours of the day because you see he's so sick, and then you're going to say, oh, it's the lost case, so I won't daven for him. But it's an interesting thing, and we'll ask the doctors that are not here. He's a doctor. Looks like one, at least. Why is, when people are sick, it's always interesting, you always feel sicker at night than you do during the day. Why is it you can feel sicker at night than you do during the day? So whatever the medical reason is, let them hack a chaynik. But in Kabbalah, it says the reason is very interesting. Because during the day is the attribute of chesed, of kindness. Night is the attribute of gvura, severity. So therefore, at night, when the level of gvura is revealed, so the illness is worse. During the day, when this chesed revealed, so then it's milder.